I believe this was truly the golden age of radio. We never connected to any other medium in quite the same way. The microphone was like a stethoscope, a Geiger counter, a crystal ball. It could take you places that you could never imagine. This is John Lovering, and you are listening to Heirloom Radio, a different kind of oldie show. I want you to feel at the end of this program that you have been taken for an audio ride. So buckle up, and let's go.
The Skelly Oil Company presents Captain Midnight. Captain Midnight, brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, at this same time, by the Skelly Oil Company, Skelly Jobbers and Dealers. Skelly, you know, was the originator of tailor-made gasoline. Skelly Aromax, the gasoline that's weather-right for your car. And now, fellas and girls, here's what I've been waiting to tell you about. The new holiday edition of Captain Midnight's Flight Patrol Reporter is now ready. Your very own Flight Patrol newspaper, with a wealth of thrilling new pictures, stories, thrills, and mysteries, is now in the hands of your nearby Skelly man. And say, I know you'll agree that it's the most entertaining and exciting issue of the Flight Patrol Reporter you've ever seen. Listen, here are just a few of the thrilling features. First, there's a marvelous picture map of the Parada Ranch and all the wild Mexican mountain country where the story of Captain Midnight is taking place. This big picture map shows the crater of the extinct volcano and the dried lake bed where Captain Midnight's plane had its strange mishap, the underground river and the waterfall where Chuck and Patsy had their narrow escape, the Parada Hacienda where Ivan Shark is holding forth with his gang of cutthroats. Yes, these and many other points of vital interest in the story are all shown on this wonderful picture map. You'll be able to see just where everything is happening. But think of it. This is only one of the features in the new Flight Patrol Reporter. Listen, here's something else. The true meaning of the secret password, Cobral Hofa. Have you figured it out? Did you write in about it? Was your solution correct? Well, you'll find all the answers in the new holiday edition of the Flight Patrol Reporter. And maybe your own name will be in it, or the letter you wrote. Why, say, there'll just be dozens of thrills in this new issue of your own club newspaper. But now listen. Here's how to get your very own copy absolutely free. The next time you're out in your family car, stop at your Skelly service station and show the Skelly man your Flight Patrol membership card. That's all. You don't need any labels or box tops or anything. Just tell your Skelly man you're calling for your new Flight Patrol reporter, and he'll give you your very own copy absolutely free. Say, tell all your friends about it and get yours too tomorrow. And now to Captain Midnight. The famous pilot and Senor Parada have unexpectedly captured Von Griff, chief pilot for Ivan Shark. In the meantime, Chuck, accompanied by Patsy and Pebbles, is making the rounds of the guard posts at their temporary headquarters. It is now about 2:30 in the morning. They have come to the post occupied by Pinky Drake and Slim Poole. But to their alarm, the two old miners are missing. Chuck is afraid they've been captured by Ivan Shark's men. Listen as Chuck says...
That's the only thing that could have happened. Pinky and Slim must have been captured by Shark's men.
What'll we do, Chuck? What can we do?
We must find the good amigos, Pinky and Slim.
I just can't understand it, Chuck. Pinky and Slim would never leave their post.
Now, let's keep quiet a few seconds and see what we can hear.
See, that's a good idea.
I can't hear a thing, Chuck. That is, outside of the breeze and the trees.
No, I can't hear anything either.
Listen to me, amigos. Why do we not try to follow the footprints? This ground up here is soft. The marks of the shoes will be plain to see.
Say, that's a good idea, Chuck.
It'd be all right if we dared use the flashlight, but we don't. And I don't see how we can follow the trail without it. But we'll go along the edge of the ravine a short distance. And let's try not to make any noise.
Okay, come on.
Perhaps we capture the scout of Ivan Shark.
Nothing doing, Pebbles. We're not going to take any chances like that. Not while Captain Midnight's away. We might find that we're the prisoners instead of one of Shark's men.
You know, I thought I just heard something.
What kind of a sound? Hey, Pebbles, don't go so fast.
Okay, me amigo.
There. I thought I heard it again.
Now, quiet, everybody.
Patsy's right.
It sounds as if someone is talking. But I can't understand what they're saying.
Look, Chuck, look straight ahead there. That's where the sound seems to come from.
See, that's the place.
But there's no campfire. And I don't see any men around.
The sound seems to come from the ground. What's that dark spot there?
It looks like some grass or underbrush.
Oh, why couldn't we creep forward on our hands and knees and see what we can find out?
See me, Migos?
But we've got to be mighty careful. Come on.
See me, Migo.
Come on, then. And no talking. We'll sneak as close as we can.
Yes, you of all the half-cracked, rat-headed idiots in the world, you're the worst.
By the great grizzly, Pinky, you sure make me sick. If you don't think you got bats in your noodle, you're nuts. What do you want to come snooping around here for, anyhow?
Well, listen, me amigos, it's Pinky and Slim. I hear the voice, but I do not see them.
Sure it is. But where are they?
Well, they seem to be down on the ground.
Oh, that's why I come looking for you, you circus clown. You was already going 2 hours, and it was getting time for Chuck to come and inspect the guard.
Well, that's all right, but what do you want to go and fall down in that hole for?
Well, what did you want to fall in yourself for? Anyways, you knowed about it, and I didn't. So what does that make you?
But you don't understand, you old curmudgeon, you. I run across this hole in the ground this afternoon, and I seen some deer tracks near it, and oh, I figured this is a setup to get some of that there venison I've been telling you about.
Yeah, and you probably expect it to be barbecued, too. Looks to me like you and me will be the ones who'll get barbecued and not the deer.
So when I see this hole, I puts a lot of branches over the top of it, figuring the deer might come a-bounding down the path and fall right in.
And instead of the deer, you come a-bounding along and fall in your own trap. Well, if that ain't good.
Well, I thought it was further away, maybe. I didn't know it was as close as this.
Yeah, and there you are, down in the bottom of your own trap. And it's so deep you can't climb out. Supposing Chuck or some of the bunch was to come along, they'd sure laugh themselves sick.
Yeah, well, they'd laugh at you, too, you old rapscallion. Falling down into my deer trap. You sure never pass for a deer, not for that homely family of yours.
So you fell into your own trap, did you, Slim? Well, it looks like that's one on you.
Oh, me amigos, I fall down on the ground laughing. I slipped aside. I cannot get off.
Oh, boy, oh, boy. That's the funniest thing I ever heard.
Yeah, well, now that you've had your laugh, how about helping us out?
Okay, Slim. We'll get a long branch to hold down to you. And Pebbles and I can pull you out one by one. You'll be up on top in no time.
We now change to a different scene. It is shortly before daybreak, and Ivan Shark, in the library of the Fereda Hacienda, has been drawing lines on a paper before him. Suddenly, he stops, and Gardo asks,
Well, Chief, are we all set?
Yes, Gardo. I've been working out the final plan, and now we are all ready.
Good. The pilots will be called in 15 minutes.
Very well, then. Here is the plan. I have drawn, as you see on this paper, an outline of the valley.
Uh-huh.
The planes will operate here by flying on the eastern, the western, and southern ends. They will start the herd moving northward.
Okay, Chief, I get you.
Now, one plane must always be on the east, another on the west, and a third one on the south. And you, Gardo, you will fly above and direct the drive. You will also tell the pilots the order in which they are to return for gas and oil. This they will have to do in rotation.
That'll be easy, Chief. We can always have 4 planes in the air anyway, while one's getting refueled.
Yes, that is what must be done.
Well, where'll you be, Chief?
At intervals, Gardo. I will take off in my own plane to see how the drive is progressing. And when I see the cattle entering the northern pass, I shall fly to meet Senor Lutro, who will pay the balance due on our agreement.
That's the stuff, Chief. Don't forget the dough. And when you get it, don't forget your pal, Gardo.
Hmm. You need have no fear on that score, Gardo. If you do your duty well, you shall get a reward that will open your eyes.
Okay, Chief. That'll sure suit me.
Now then, you'd better go out to the line and see that the mechanics have the ships ready to fly. Then you will find... This must be important.
Master, I have a message for you.
Very well, Fang. What is it?
Messenger just arrived from Tax Rossman.
Huh?
He say, tell you, black plane take off last night from Dried Lake Bed.
What? Listen to that, Chief. It must have been Captain Midnight.
Quickly, Gardo. Go and rouse the pilots. Captain Midnight may be up to something. And should you meet him in the air, Gardo, Shoot him down. If you fail, do not come back here. Now then, go.
Again we return to the little circular valley in the mountains. Night is over. It is an hour after daylight. Chuck Ramsey is pacing anxiously back and forth along the shore of the dried lake. Standing near him are Patsy, Pebbles, Pinky, and Slim. Listen as Patsy exclaims,
"Something must have happened, Chuck, or Captain Midnight would have been back by this time. So what now? Well, it's up to you, Chuck. He left you in charge."
"Si, mi amigo. You are now El Capitan. You are the big boss. You shall say what is to be done."
"And that's kind of a tough kind of a spot to be in."
"I'll say it is, Pinky."
"The thing I'm afraid of is they've had to make a forced landing. You know, none of these engines in these black planes are any too good."
"I know it. Well, I've made up my mind. I'm jumping into the cockpit of this other ship and taking off."
"Gosh, Chuck, can I go along? You'll have to have somebody act as an observer."
"Oh, please, mi amigo, I would like to fly, too."
"Oh, I should have an observer. It would help an awful lot in trying to locate a ship on the ground. But wait a minute. I've got to start this engine first."
"Come on, Slim, now. Look out for that air propeller."
"Yeah, right. Get back from the prop, everybody. I'm going to turn her over."
"Gee, what about it, Chuck? Are you going to take anybody or not?"
"Oh, I don't know what to do, Patsy. I'd rather have you stay, but then again, you've done a lot more flying than Pebbles, and you could spot a plane on the ground quicker."
"Okay, then, let me go."
"But then again, we might run into trouble. I don't want exposure to any danger. And another thing, Pebbles knows his country a lot better. Hey, Pinky, Slim, come here a minute, will you?"
"Sure, Chuck."
"Okay, Chuck."
"Patsy, you and Pebbles stand back a little, will you?"
"Why, yes, Chuck."
"See me, amigo."
"Well, what do you have, Chuck?"
"Now listen, you two. I'm on a spot. But one thing is certain. You two are in charge while I'm gone."
We'll do everything we can, Chuck."
"I know you will. But what would you do about taking someone along with me?"
"Well, if you ask me, Chuck, I'd take Patsy. She's got awful sharp eyes. She knows a lot about flying. We're going to be kind of short-handed here, and we'll need another man to do guard duty. We couldn't very well have Patsy do that."
"No, that would be taking too much of a chance. All right, it's settled. Patsy?"
"Yeah, Chuck?"
"Get up in the rear cockpit."
"Oh, boy, you bet I will."
"Pinky, Slim, take care of Ma Donovan, and don't let any of Shark's men get in here. I'll be back as soon as I can."
"Okay, Chuck."
"Take care of yourself, Chuck."
"All right, fasten your belt, Patsy. I'm going to warm up the engine as we taxi out. We've got to find out what's happened to Captain Midnight."
Well, Chuck and Patsy have taken off on a dangerous mission indeed. This morning, the air will be full of planes flying for Ivan Shark. Don't miss the thrilling cattle drive in the next adventure. Tune in tomorrow to Captain Midnight. Say, isn't it going to be swell to have a clear, detailed picture map of the very place where the story of Captain Midnight is taking place? So you can see the whole thing right before you as you listen. And boy, oh boy, is it going to be some sport to find out the true meaning of the secret password, Cobral Hofa, and read the names of those who sent in the best correct answers. Oh, but shucks, this isn't a drop in the bucket to all the other fun you'll find in the swell new holiday edition of the Flight Patrol Reporter. And think of it, it's absolutely free. Just show your Skelly Man your Flight Patrol membership card, and you get your very own free copy right on the spot with no waiting. So remember, the next time you're out in the family car, tonight, tomorrow, or this weekend, stop at your Skelly service station for your new holiday edition of the Flight Patrol Reporter. It's ready and waiting for you right now. And don't forget to tune in again tomorrow, same time, same station, for further transcribed adventures of Captain Midnight, brought to you by the Skelly Oil Company, Skelly Jobbers and Dealers. What will happen to Chuck on his dangerous mission? Can he stop the cattle drive single-handed? And where is Captain Midnight? Be sure to listen tomorrow. Until then, this is Don Gordon, your Skelly Man, saying goodbye and happy landing!
amused.
The Skelly Oil Company presents Captain Midnight. Captain Midnight, brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, at this same time, by the Skelly Oil Company, Skelly Jobbers and Dealers. Say, did you hear the thrilling announcement on this program last night? Well, even if you did, you haven't heard half the story, because I couldn't begin to tell you about all the fun you'll have with your own free copy of the exciting new holiday edition of the Flight Patrol Reporter. Yes, Captain Midnight's own Flight Patrol newspaper is off the press and ready to be given out free to every loyal member of the new 1940 Flight Patrol. That's the big news of the day. And believe me, you'll agree it's big news when you see it. There's a marvelous big picture map in it. A map that shows you just where everything is taking place in Chuck and Patsy's Mexican adventures with Captain Midnight. Then, too, there's the true meaning of the secret password, Cobral Hofa, with the names of those who sent in the best answers. And maybe your own name will be in it, or some of your close friends. You'll want to be sure and find out the exact meaning of the secret password, Cobral Hofa. It's mighty important. But say, there are simply dozens of other exciting features in your new Flight Patrol Reporter. Things to thrill every air-minded young friend of Captain Midnight. News about aviation, stories of famous aviators, thrilling flights and flying thrills. You'll get them all in your very own new holiday edition of the Flight Patrol Reporter. But now listen, this swell club newspaper isn't going to cost you a single penny. You don't even need any labels or box tops or anything of the sort. It's absolutely free. All you do is have mother or dad stop at your Skelly service station the next time you're out driving. Show your friendly Skelly man your Flight Patrol membership card, and he'll give you a free copy of the new Flight Patrol Reporter and a good big smile thrown in for good measure. Boy, is that a bargain? Well, okay then. Stop at your Skelly service station at your very first opportunity. And now to Captain Midnight. This is the morning of the gigantic cattle drive, when Ivan Shark's pilots will herd the parade of steers by airplane through the northern pass. Back in the Circular Valley, when Captain Midnight and Senor Pareda failed to return by daybreak, Chuck Ramsey and Patsy Donovan took off to search for him. It is now 2 hours after daybreak. Captain Midnight and Senor Pareda are lying on a high rocky shelf overlooking the valley. Behind and below them, on a level plateau, stand two airplanes. One is their own, and the other belongs to the pilot, Von Griff, who formerly flew for Ivan Shark. Listen as Senor Pareda exclaims,
"Look, mi capitan, the great clouds of dust down there. See?"
"Yes, senor. The cattle are beginning to move. I believe we can stop this drive, but for how long, I don't know."
"What is the plan, mi capitan?"
"Well, the valley, as you know, is very wide until it reaches this end. Then it narrows rapidly into the pass."
"Si, senor."
"It will be fatal if we allow the cattle to get too close to the pass. Not, however, if they can be headed off before that."
"Si, it could be done, but it would require very many men on horses."
"Perhaps it could be done with one airplane. If the head of the column can be turned to the right, then back to the south, we might still be able to stop the drive."
"It would be very, very difficult, mi capitan. And these planes of this Ivan Shark, they will come and they will shoot us out of the sky."
"There's just one big chance, senor. A fact which is a great help to us."
"And that is, mi capitan?"
"Now look. Look down the valley there. The movement of such a big herd of cattle has caused a great cloud of dust to arise. Now this cloud stretches from one side of the valley to the other. Shark's planes are on the other side of that cloud. They're flying back and forth, keeping stragglers from wandering away from the main herd. And we'll be able to fly in this end of the valley without their seeing us."
"Ah, senor, it is true. The dust rises high in the air. They will not see us."
"I think the leaders of the herd will begin to arrive in the middle of the valley in, well, about another half hour. Now, by that time, we must be in the air."
"But, mi capitan, what about this pilot Von Griff? What shall we do with him?"
"Well, he hasn't recovered consciousness yet. Probably won't for a while either. He hit pretty hard when I knocked him down."
"Should we not tie his hands and his feet before we leave?"
"No. When we take off from here, we might not come back. And if we left him tied up here, well, it might be the same as killing him."
"See, that is true."
"We can't take him with us, so we leave him unbound so he can save himself when he comes to. He'll have a tough enough time as it is."
"I look in his cockpit and I see the canteen of water."
"Yes, I noticed that too. We'll take it out and place it near him so that he can see it as soon as he comes to.
Look, mi capitan.
Hmm?
Look, on the other side of the pass. It looks like the airplane in the air.
What? You're right.
Perhaps it is the pilot of the Simon Shark. But that will not be good. We will not be able to carry out our plan.
Oh, yes, this is going to make it bad.
It is coming this way very rapidly. It is the black plane.
Yes. Shark must have sent one of his pilots down to this end of the valley, just to see how things were getting along.
You think then that he will return to the other end?
Well, that's what I am hoping.
But he does not fly back that way. He comes directly toward us.
Uh-oh. I forgot about these planes below us. Ours and Von Griff's.
It is most unfortunate, mi capitan. When this pilot sees the planes on the ground, he flies back to Ivan Shark and makes the report.
Well, there's no way of concealing them now. We've got to take the chance.
He sees the planes. He changes the direction.
Yes. Well, the next thing we've got to worry about is whether he'll see us. If he does, we're going to be in a mighty tough spot.
You mean he dives and shoots at us with the machine gun?
Exactly. We'd better start looking for a hiding place.
Look, he circles over the planes. He looks at them. Now he makes the dive.
Yeah, that's what he's doing, all right. He's diving down to look them over.
Look, mi capitan. What is the white flag?
What? Why, that's not a white flag. It's a white streamer. Why, what in the world could...
You mean the white streamer like we have tied to our plane?
Yes, senor. Chuck knew I was going to fly a white streamer. So he must be flying one himself. Only his is fluttering back from the cockpit.
You mean this pilot is Chuck Ramsey?
Well, it must be Chuck. He's probably come out looking for us.
He sees the man lying on the ground. He thinks it is one of us.
Oh, wait a minute. He's cut his engine. He's coming into land. Come on, senor. We'll run down to meet him.
Hey, Chuck! Chuck!
Captain Midnight! It's you!
Oh, Captain! Gosh, we're glad to see you.
Look, mi capitan.
The Senorita Patsy. She is with
you. What are you doing here, Chuck? Where did you come from?
We've been out looking for you. You said you'd be back by daybreak. And when an hour after that had passed, why, I took off to search for
but
you.
Was it wise to bring Patsy along, Chuck?
Well, I wanted to help find you, too.
But this is taking a terrible chance. The air is full of sharks' planes.
I kept over to the west, along the course you told me. And then we saw a big cloud of dust and came over this way. I was just circling around to see what caused the dust cloud when I saw two planes on the ground.
Mi capitan, perhaps this is a fortunate meeting. Chuck, he can help us to head off the cattle.
Head off cattle?
Now look, it's this way, Chuck. We found out that Ivan Shark is driving all of Senor Paredes' cattle through this pass where he's going to sell them to a crook by the name of Lutro.
Oh, I get it. And that's what's causing this dust cloud.
That's right. The cattle are already on the move. And we've got to be in the air in a few minutes to head them off.
But this other plane and this fellow on the ground. Who's he?
Well, we captured him last night. He landed here after we did. He says his name is Von Griff and that he used to be Ivan Shark's chief pilot.
What do you know about that?
Planes and beacons.
What are you going to do with him? And how did he get hurt?
Well, he tried to pull a fast one on us last night and I had a fight with him. I must have hit him a little bit too hard. We're going to leave him here. In fact, that's the only thing we can do.
What's your plan about heading off the cattle?
Well, as long as you're here, Chuck, you can help me. But first, how's your engine running?
It's okay. Although it did miss a few beats about 10 minutes ago. But I think it was just a little water in the gas.
All right, all right. Now, here's what you do. We'll take off, and when the leaders of the herd get to a point about 2 miles from the entrance to the pass, we'll dive on them and turn them. Turn them to the right, if possible, because there's more room there. That big cloud of dust extends from one side of the valley to the other, and I don't believe any of Shark's pilots will be able to see us. As soon as we've got the head of the herd turned, then you fly to the west, over the next ridge, and back home. I think Shark's planes are all busy at the other end of this valley, so they won't see you.
But what about you, Red?
Well, Senor Pareda and I'll stay long enough to be sure we've got the drive stopped.
But you can't stay here all day. You haven't got very much gas left now.
Yes, I know that. But if we can stop the drive for today, then we may be able to reach the city and get some help tonight.
Okay, Captain. I understand.
Now, wait a minute. Now, remember this, Chuck. Just as soon as I get the herd turned, I'll give you a signal. I'll rock my wings. Then, you head to the west and back to the old crater. I don't want to have Patsy doing any more of this kind of flying than is absolutely necessary. It's too dangerous.
I'll get her home just as soon as I can.
All right. Now give your ship the gun then and take off. Keep circling around overhead until we join you.
Okay. I'll be off in a jiffy.
Fifteen minutes later, Captain Midnight and Chuck, each flying his own ship, are out over the middle of the valley at 1,000 feet. A gigantic cloud of dust fills the air, and from the heart of this cloud are beginning to emerge the lumbering outlines of the leading animals. Crazed by the roar of airplane motors, they're sweeping on in a gigantic, furious mass. Listen as Patsy exclaims.
Gosh, Chuck, I never saw anything like that in my life.
I haven't either, Patsy. Look at those steers come.
They don't look as though they're moving very fast from up here, but I'll bet they are.
Yeah, you know they are. Look at their hooks fly up and down.
Listen, there's that engine again.
There must be some more water. It'll burn through.
Gee, this would be an awful place to have a forced landing, Chuck. The front line of that herd must extend for over a mile.
It sure must. Boy, look at them come. We'll have to start turning them pretty quick.
Uh-oh, there's that motor again.
I wish Captain Midnight would start turning them so we could get out of here.
Well, it sounds all right now. I guess the water's gone through.
I just can't take my eyes away from that sight below. I've seen a small herd stampede once, but never anything like this.
Gee, Chuck, if a person got in front of those steers, he wouldn't have a chance.
I'll say he wouldn't.
Look, Captain Midnight's waving at us.
Yeah, so he is.
There he goes down. We better follow him.
Okay, here we go.
I see what he's going to do. He's starting on the left side of the herd, and he's going to dive down along the front of it.
Sure, that's it. Don't you remember? He said he wanted to turn him to the right.
Boy, look at him go. He's almost down on the ground.
He's right in front of him. When those steers hear the roar of his exhaust, they'll turn sure.
And then with ours right behind, it ought to work.
Look out now, Patsy. We're getting down close. Is your belt fastened?
Oh, sure it is. Gee, Chuck, isn't this wonderful? We're right in front of those steers. Look at their heads charge up and down.
Gosh, Patsy, this doesn't seem to turn them. They've turned a little bit, but not enough.
But it's going to be an awful job, Chuck. They're galloping so fast in one direction that they can't turn very well.
I know it, but they can turn gradually, and that's the only chance.
There goes Captain Midnight again.
And here we go, too.
Look, the leading animals are beginning to turn.
Yeah, but still not enough. Now watch it now, Patsy. We're down right in front of them.
We're right over the ground. Look at those steers come.
Oh, the engine. It's missing again.
It's the water, but it'll catch again.
Blazing beacons, Patsy. The motor, it's quit.
Oh, catch it, Chuck. Catch that engine again.
I'm trying to, but it won't catch.
What can we do?
No, I'll have to set the ship down.
But where, Chuck? Where?
I'm going to try to get away from in front of the herd, but I don't think I can make it. Hold tight now. The wheels are about to hit.
Well, Chuck and Patsy are in the most dangerous situation they have ever encountered. Chuck is making a forced landing right in the path of a gigantic stampeding herd of cattle. What can be done to save them? The next adventure is packed with thrills and excitement. Don't miss it. Tune in next Monday to Captain Midnight. And now, a special assignment for every Flight Patrol member listening in tonight. Listen closely. Chuck and Patsy and Captain Midnight, too, want to be sure every single member of the new 1940 Flight Patrol gets a copy of the swell holiday edition of the Flight Patrol Reporter. So do this for them, will you? Tell every other member you know that this new Flight Patrol Reporter is now ready for them at their Skelly service station. Tell them all they do to get their free copy is to show the Skelly man their Flight Patrol membership card the next time they're out driving with their mother or dad. Remember, it's absolutely free. And if there's any of your friends who haven't yet joined the new 1940 Flight Patrol, just have them see their Skelly man about that right away. But don't forget now, everybody, get your free copy of the new Flight Patrol Reporter at your Skelly service station the next time you're out in the family car. Now, don't forget to tune in again Monday, same time, same station, for further transcribed adventures of Captain Midnight. Brought to you by the Skelly Oil Company, Skelly Jobbers and Dealers. The stampeding herd of thousands of crazed cattle will soon be upon Chuck and Patsy, who are powerless to stop them. Can they save themselves? What will happen next? Be sure to listen Monday. Until then, this is Don Gordon, your Skelly man, saying goodbye and happy landing!